In Jesus' name, Christian friends, it's not hard to imagine, maybe you've experienced it, thunderstorm late at night, lightning, pounding thunder, a frightened child running into her parents' room, jumping into bed and into the arms of that trusted person to hear these words, "Don't worry, honey, everything's going to be okay." No doubt words like these were spoken many times a little over a week ago on the east coast of our country as the storm known as Sandy came pounding ashore, as the wind roared and the waters rose. Probably more than a few times someone comforted someone else and himself with words like these, "Don't worry, everything's going to be okay." It's everyone's hope in a crisis. The wounded warrior on a battlefield comforted by a medic. The car accident victim. The one waiting in a waiting room while a loved one is in surgery. Everything's going to be okay. But is it true? Or are these just empty words? The words of Scripture before us here this morning are a powerful assurance that they are true words. It is true that we can be fully confident that in whatever situation, in whatever crisis, everything will be okay. We read these words from the wonderful 8th chapter of St. Paul's epistle to the Romans, the 31st and 32nd verses. Here are the words. "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" I'm going to beg you this morning to appreciate these words once again more fully, to realize even more fully the power of this assurance. Because to begin with, everything is not okay. As we're born into this wicked world and make our way through it in our own corrupt beings, everything is messed up by sin, by our sin. It's our fault. Again and again, we separate ourselves from all that is good, from God, by the choices we make to do things that we should not do, the choices we make to neglect things that we should not neglect. On our own, we're on a trajectory to the worst possible ending, the antithesis of okay. We're on our way to hell. In this reality, no human assurance that everything will be okay can be more than a cruel delusion. But we don't have a mere human assurance. We have here God's assurance. It's here in these verses. No more than that, it's here in the entire Holy Scripture, God's revelation to us. It's the essence of God's will for us, revealed in the entire Bible. We often think of John 3:16 as perhaps the best summary of the entire message of the Bible in just one sentence, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And of course, that's a wonderful passage. But I'll suggest that we put these two verses that are here before us today up alongside that. Put Romans 8:31 and 32 right alongside John 3:16. Because these verses too sum it all up. God tells us here that he's not against us, even though we are against him. He's not against us. God tells us that he's for us. that God's entire plan is to be for us, to intend us not for destruction, but for dwelling with him in joy for all eternity. And he's carrying out that plan in your life and mine right now here in this chapel, as we gather here to consider his promise, his word. And nothing can hinder God's plan. And what's the proof of that? How can we be sure that even these are not empty words? We read, God handed over his only Son, his beloved Son, into death for us to pay in our place the sin penalty that we owe God. God could not have accomplished his plan of being for us, his rescue plan, without handing over his Son, his perfect, obedient, beloved Son, into death in our place. And he did that. And if he did that for us, then certainly he will also graciously give us all things. All things. If you're wondering, what are they? And when will we get them? Don't be so blind. We have them already. When we believe that because of Jesus, God is for us, when the Holy Spirit calls us in our baptism and plants that faith in our hearts, when we're reassured again and again by the Lord's Supper, whenever we hear the word of good news here in chapel or in your own private devotions, when we know and trust that we are justified before God by faith in Jesus Christ, when all that occurs, then what happens? We enter into a state of grace. We have peace with God. We become his children. The Holy Spirit enters us and dwells in us. God lives in us. We have new life. We are empowered to live lives, do things that are pleasing to God. We're gathered together into the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints. We have God's angels watching over us in every situation. We have God's own care and his love throughout our life in joy and sorrow. And finally, we're taken to heaven to dwell there in eternal happiness and joy. All things, everything is going to be okay. That's our assurance in every crisis. That's the bond of God's promise sealed in Christ's sacrifice. Someday when you cuddle your own child in a thunderstorm or a hurricane, you can say with confidence, everything will be okay. God is for us. When you kiss a loved one on her way into surgery, you can reassure her, everything will be okay. God is for us. When you lie on your own deathbed, may these words resound in your head and in your heart and in your soul. Everything is going to be okay. If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Thanks be to God. We rise for prayer. With thee, Lord, have I cast my lot. O faithful God, forsake me not, to thee my soul commending. Lord, be my stay, lead thou the way, now and when life is ending. All honor, praise, and majesty to Father, Son, and Spirit be, our God forever glorious, in whose rich grace we'll run our race till we depart victorious. Amen.